This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Michael Orthodox Church in Louisville, Kentucky. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and today 125 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is May 5th. At the end of yesterday's readings from the third book of the Kingdoms, we met Ahab, king of Israel. That's the northern kingdom. And we are told that he was far from the Lord, the worst king of Israel since all the kings before him, and his wife Jezebel. You've probably heard that name before. And today we will also meet Elijah, the great prophet, sometimes called Elias, but in our translation, it's Elijah. Same person, though. This is the same Elijah that appears with Moses on the mountain of transfiguration with Jesus. Let's begin. Third Kingdoms, chapter 17, verse 1 through chapter 19, verse 9a. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of hosts lives, the God of all Israel before whom I stand, there shall not be any dew nor rain during these years except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Depart and go eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. You shall drink water from the brook, and I shall command the ravens to feed you there." So Elijah went and obeyed the word of the Lord, and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread in the morning and meat in the evening, and he drank water from the brook. But after a while the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Again the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath of Sidon and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, there was a widow gathering firewood. Elijah called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup so I can drink." She went to get it, and Elijah called after her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But the woman said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have any bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. You see, I am gathering a couple of sticks so I can go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." But Elijah said to her, "Take courage and do as you say, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. Afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the bin of flour shall not be used up, and the jar of oil shall not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So the woman went and did it. Thus she and he and her children ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, and the jar of oil did not run dry, according to the word the Lord spoke by Elijah. Now after this, the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. His sickness was so serious, there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? You came to me to bring my son to remembrance and to kill my son?" But Elijah said to her, "Give me your son." So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then Elijah cried out to the Lord and said, "Woe is me, O Lord, the witness of the widow with whom I lodge. You have embittered her by killing her son." Then he stretched himself out on the child three times, and called on the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, let the soul of this child come back to him." So it happened, and the child cried out. He took the child and brought him down from the upper room of the house and gave him to his mother. Elijah said, "Behold, your son lives." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth." It came to pass many days later, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Go and appear to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth." So Elijah went and appeared to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria. Then Ahab called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for when Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water. So Ahab said to Obadiah, "Let us go into the land, to the springs of water and brooks. Perhaps we will find grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so none of the livestock dies." So to explore it, they divided the path between them. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. Now Obadiah was alone on his way, and Elijah came alone to meet him. Obadiah quickly fell on his face in Elijah's presence and said, "My lord, Elijah, is that you?" Elijah replied, "It is I. Go tell your master, 'Behold, Elijah is here.'" So Obadiah said, "What sin did I commit for you to give me, your servant, into the hand of Ahab to put me to death? As the Lord your God lives, there is not a nation or kingdom where my master has not sent to hunt you. If they say, 'He is not here,' then he set fire to the kingdom and its territories because he did not find you. So now you say to me, 'Go tell your master, behold, Elijah is here.' But if I so do, it shall come to pass when I leave you, the Spirit of the Lord shall carry you to a land I do not know. Moreover, when I go and report this to Ahab, he will kill me. Yet your servant fears the Lord from his youth. Was it not reported to you, my lord, as to what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water? But now you say to me, 'Go tell your master, behold, Elijah is here,' but he will kill me." Then Elijah said, "As the Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand, today I will appear to him." So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab ran out and went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Are you the one who is troubling Israel?" Elijah answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but rather you and the house of your father, in that you forsook the Lord your God and followed after the Baals. Now therefore send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of shame and the 400 prophets of the sacred groves who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab went back to Israel and gathered all the prophets on Mount Carmel. Then Elijah came near to all of them and said, "How long will you be undecided between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people did not answer. Then Elijah said to the people, "I alone remain as a prophet of the Lord. But there are 450 men who are prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the sacred groves. Let them give us 2 oxen. Then let them choose 1 bull for themselves to be cut into pieces and laid on the wood, but they shall not light a fire under it. I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, and I will not light a fire under it. Then you will call loudly on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, my God. So it shall come to pass that the God who answers by fire, he is God." So all the people answered and said, "The word you have spoken is good." Then Elijah said to the prophets of shame, "Choose 1 calf for yourselves and prepare it, for there are many of you. Then call on the name of your God, but do not put fire to the wood under it." So they took a calf, and prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "Hear us, O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, for no one answered, and they ran about the altar they had made. Then it came to pass at noon that Elijah the Tishbite mocked them and said, "Cry out with a loud voice, for he is a god, for either he is away meditating, or he is too busy, or preoccupied with other business. Perhaps he is sleeping and has need to be awakened from his nap." So they cried aloud and cut themselves with knives and lances, as is their custom, until blood gushes forth. They prophesied until early evening, until the appointed time to offer the evening sacrifice. But even still, there was no voice. Finally, Elijah the Tishbite spoke to the prophets of the idols, saying, "Now remove yourselves from this place, for I will offer my whole burnt offering." And they turned away and departed. Then Elijah said to the people, "Come near me." So all the people came near to him. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of Israel, for the Lord said, "Israel shall be your name." Then he built an altar with the stones in the name of the Lord, and he repaired the altar of sacrifice that was scattered about. And around the altar he made a furrow holding 2 measures of seed. He piled the firewood on the altar he had made, divided the whole burnt offering, laid it on the firewood, and laid it in order on the altar. Then he said, "Bring me 4 pots of water and pour it on the whole burnt offering, and pour it on the unlit firewood." They did so. Again Elijah said, "Do it a second time." So they did it again. Again he said, "Do it a third time." So they did it a third time, and the water ran all about the altar, and even the furrow became filled with water. After this, Elijah cried out to heaven and said, "O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, answer me, O Lord, answer me this day with fire, and let this people know you are the God of Israel, and I am your servant, and for your sake I do all these works. Hear me, O Lord, hear me with fire, and let these people know you are the Lord God, so as to turn the heart of this people back." Then fire fell from the Lord out of the heaven, and consumed the whole burnt offering, the firewood, and the water in the furrow. The fire also licked up the stones and the soil. So all the people fell on their faces, and they said, "Truly the Lord is God, he is God." Elijah then said to the people, "Seize the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, where he slaughtered them. After this, Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, where he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. He said to his servant, "Go up and look toward the sea." So the servant went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." Then Elijah said, "Go again 7 times and return to me 7 times. So it came to pass that on the 7th time he said, "Behold, a little cloud, like the footprint of a man bringing up water." So Elijah said, "Go up, say to Ahab, 'Make ready your chariot and get down from here before the rain overcomes you.'" Thus it came to pass that the sky darkened with black clouds and wind, and there was a heavy downpour of rain. But Ahab mourned and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab as far as Jezreel. Now Ahab told Jezebel his wife everything Elijah did, and how he put to death the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent to Elijah, saying, "If you are Elijah, and I this Jezebel, may God do so to me and more also, if at this hour tomorrow I do not make your life like the life of one of them." Elijah was fearful, and he arose and ran for his life. He came to Beersheba of Judah, where he left his servant. But Elijah himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree. He prayed concerning his life, that he might die, and said, I pray it be enough, O Lord, now take my life, for I am no better than my father's. Then he lay down and slept under a tree. Unexpectedly, someone touched him and said to him, Arise and eat. Then Elijah looked, and there by his head was a cake made of wheat and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Again, the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is a great many days for you. So he arose, ate and drank, and he went with the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Mount Horeb. Then he went into a cave and rested. Psalm 104, verses 1 through 15. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Report his works among the Gentiles. Sing to him and play a stringed instrument to him. Describe all his wonderful works. Praise his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and be strengthened. Seek his face continually. Remember the wonders he performed, of his marvels and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servants, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, and his word he commanded for 1,000 generations, which he established with Abraham, and his oath with Isaac. And he established it as an ordinance with Jacob, and an everlasting covenant with Israel, saying, I shall give you the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. When they were few in number, the smallest and sojourners in the land, and passed through from nation to nation, from a kingdom to a different people, he allowed no man to wrong them, and he reproved kings on their behalf. Do not touch my anointed ones, and do not act wickedly towards my prophets. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 16 through 20. The mouth of a lawless man is a deep pit, and the man hated by the Lord shall fall into it. Evil ways are before a man, and he does not love to turn away from them. But it is necessary to turn away from a crooked and evil way. Folly fastens itself to the heart of a child, for the rod and instruction are far from him. He who oppresses a poor man increases his possessions, yet he gives them to a rich man to lessen them. Incline your heart to the words of the wise and hear my word, and establish your heart, that you may know they are good. Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 71. And while he was still speaking, behold, a multitude. And he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When those around him saw what was going to happen, they said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus answered and said, Permit even this. And he touched his ear and healed him. And then Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temples, and the elders who had come to him, Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Having arrested him, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house, but Peter followed at a distance. Now when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, "This man was also with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are saying." Immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. And now the men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him. And having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, "Prophesy, who is the one who struck you?" And many other things they blasphemously spoke against him. As soon as it was day, the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, came together and led him into their council, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will by no means believe. And if I also ask you, you will by no means answer me or let me go. Hereafter the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then they all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You rightly say that I am." And they said, "What further testimony do we need? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth." It's very interesting the way that Peter came to repentance. The Lord had predicted that Peter would fall, that he would deny him. He also told him that it would happen 3 times before the rooster crowed. And neither the prediction nor the crowing of the rooster seemed to bring him to his senses. The scriptures say that it was when the Lord looked at him that he remembered what the Lord had said and began to weep. How important it is to remain in the presence of the Lord. Our repentance often comes not from an intellectual recognition of our sin, but from being close to Jesus, seeing that he sees us. Remember Zacchaeus? And in prayer, in our quiet time before the icons, we are intentionally recognizing Christ's loving gaze into our lives. And his loving gaze also helps us to recognize our sins and can move us to repentance. Don't forget to keep that quiet time with Christ as part of your life. Tomorrow, we will continue our journey through the scriptures. Christ is risen. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You have been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. For more information about the ministries of St. Michael Orthodox Church, please visit OrthodoxKY.com. That's OrthodoxKY.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.